Good morning. Welcome into In Focus on News Radio KMAN. I'm Brandon Peoples, joined today here on the first half of the show by Dr. Timothy Schaefer, Associate Professor in the Department of Communication Studies at K-State. He's also the, what is your position again with the ICDD?
I am the director of the Institute for Civic Discourse and Democracy. Previously the associate, but over the summer we had some transitions and things, and so I'm now the director.
Okay. Appreciate you clearing that up. I can remember titles to an extent, but when they change, that's where I get confused. So
I have lots of titles, and they have changed, so I applaud your ability to do what you've done.
All right. Well, it's always a pleasure, and we always talk about here, Dave and I, at least on the morning show, usually talk about whenever we have you on. It seems like it's right after some major news event here that really kind of ties in nicely to having you in the slot here each month. Before we get into some of that, though, I know that there's an event coming up here that we should highlight, September 14th, and that is a community conversation on race. This will be happening virtually, as I understand, and this is kind of a continuing series.
Yeah, so there is a project called Conversations on Race and Reconciliation, and it's really focused on the immediate community around here, right? So the kind of subtitle is Listening to Local Voices. And these have been kind of a series of discussions. And this next one, as you noted, is on September 14th. And it's really framed around this question, who's thriving and who's surviving in Manhattan, Kansas? And so it's going to be largely rooted in conversations around kind of experiences of health and kind of economic resources and issues in our particular community. And just what I'll note is it's sponsored by a few different organizations, including the Institute for Civic Discourse and Democracy here at K-State, but also the Manhattan Nonviolence Initiative and the Manhattan MLK Memorial Committee. And so everybody's welcome. You know, these are conversations that are really designed to invite people into the conversation, however they might be thinking about it, whether it's the issue that they've kind of wrestled with or struggled with for a long time, they've lived it, or for those who maybe for a variety of reasons, things going on around them and in the country, for example, that they see this now as a place that they would like to step into a discussion because they haven't really thought about it in the past. And this is you know, an opportunity for a couple hours, some structured public discussion that is really helpful, right? So it's facilitated and it has a structure to it that allows you to step in without kind of previous experiences. And I imagine for those involved, whatever your kind of prior knowledge of or kind of consideration of these questions of things like race and questions of health and economic kind of vitality, and the resources available to you would be a learning experience.
All right. So this is good for anybody and obviously open to everyone, but probably specifically if you've, let's say you disagree with what's going on, this is probably a good event for you to maybe just kind of, you know, listen to the other side.
Yeah. And this is where I think importantly, just last night, in fact, I was part of a project that's been going on between the National Institute for Civil Discourse and Braver Angels, which are both national organizations kind of really committed to and interested in the idea of engaging differences more constructively. And it's called America's Public Forum. There's a number of these you can find kind of online looking at either of those organizations. But last night it was a few speakers who were really talking about from both conservative and maybe more liberal kind of perspectives and in between the importance of both kind of community and relationships and interaction, as well as the opportunity to, in a kind of basic way, talk with one another. And so these conversations, the conversations on race and reconciliation here in Manhattan are not designed to be purely kind of echo chambers or a place with kind of this monolithic view, right? The diversity of thought is, I think, both welcomed and encouraged, and importantly, an opportunity for someone if they feel like, you know, I disagree with this, even if I don't really know exactly what it is. These conversations can be really illuminating in large part because it helps you also see the complexity of views of individuals within kind of a group, right? So if you might say those, you know, I'm more conservative and all these people are just going to talk about kind of liberal things. In fact, those that you might look over kind of on the other side, for example, are going to have a range of views, and then vice versa, right? So being able to interact kind of at a human level becomes really important because it helps us step back from some of the rhetoric that is so kind of familiar and dominant that would say it's us and them, kind of in a simplistic way, which, you know, we're in the middle of last week and this week, national conventions for our two major political parties. And a lot of that is the kind of fairly familiar rhetoric, right? That we are, you know, whoever the we are the good ones, and those, whoever they are the less good or in fact bad, right? Depending on how it gets talked about. And so these conversations are a way to kind of wade through that a little bit and maybe move beyond it into the more kind of constructive conversation that, you know, I think the hope of those who have been sponsoring these conversations and really helping make them possible through facilitation and otherwise would say that this is an opportunity for us to have interactions, conversation, and maybe relationships that that are real and not just kind of talking points from someplace else.
All right. And it's good timing, I think, as mentioned, for this to happen. We've had an event like this before. It will be virtual, which I think that's good and bad. I mean, it's good that, you know, I think it's easy access for people to log on to these, maybe a more comfortable setting for more folks. But it'd be great if we could do it in a forum. Obviously, pandemic prevents that from happening right now. But there's so much going on in the news regarding race relations and tensions across the country. Of course, we had the George Floyd incident around Memorial Day. And just recently up in Kenosha, Wisconsin, the incident with Jacob Blake getting shot seven times in the back. He's now, as I understand, paralyzed. But it really kind of brings back this whole idea of putting this conversation back in the forefront here. And we're seeing some really unprecedented things happening, like especially in the sports world right now.
Yeah, I mean, so just yesterday, kind of rather unexpectedly to most of us, that there was news that one of the teams, the Milwaukee Bucks, had decided kind of last minute not to play their, I think it was game five of their playoff game of the series. And it, I think it created kind of this bit of ripple effect, both within the NBA and some of these other leagues. And it's, you know, for, depending on who you are, you know, your actions might be quite different, right? You might have really wanted to watch it. And for others, it has been, you know, just another example of, you know, people maybe stepping out of their lane, so to speak, is one of the phrases that gets referred to. But my first thought here was, here's an example of people, which is, you know, NBA players are people too, just like you and I. We all have different occupations, but like this is where and how they're choosing to act, right? So, for them to protest a game is one of the ways that they can kind of make more visible the concerns that they have. The same way that, you know, people are not just in this immediate moment, but traditionally, right, protests are designed to be provocative. They are designed to be disruptive. They are not necessarily immediately concerned about the thing, right? So those athletes, I imagine a lot of them actually wanted to play, but made the choice not to, because they said this is important and we want to kind of elevate the capacity that we do have to raise awareness about this. And so, you know, I don't know what the longer term impact is, but as we're seeing some shifts, some really interesting ones happen from even just a few years ago of how these kind of protests are being viewed and being received is a significant moment. And it highlights, I think, the importance and severity of some of what we're dealing with right now.
All right, I'm going to continue this conversation. I do want to squeeze in a break here real quick. So let's do that first. We'll come back more with Dr. Schaefer here on News Radio KMAN.